President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get asked a couple few different ways. Holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we're going to have a real controversy today to talk about because the final poll for the college football season will be happening in like less than an hour, I believe. So we'll get you, obviously, all that and more. Good morning, Mike Wilson, who is now back in the Valley of the Sun after being in Las Vegas for the last Pac-12 game, championship game there is, last Pac-12 game in general. I can't wait to hear about it from you, bro. How you doing this morning, though?
I am doing good and just waiting for these final rankings to come out, and it was a melancholy night in Las Vegas for the Pac-12, so I'll discuss it right after the break, man.
All right, we got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we will rap about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. You can get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, here's what I would like to do, if possible. I do want to talk to you, Mike, about the college football stuff. If we can try to get John Poulter on for next segment, that would be super. And then we'll talk to him about what's going on in the NHL. But obviously, right now, the biggest thing on people's mind is what's going to happen with the national college football poll at the end of the year here, and I think they've got themselves a serious dilemma, to be honest with you, Mike. But I've thought about this in a lot of different ways, and I see it playing out in several different scenarios. You're the college expert, though, because obviously I listen to you a lot about college football. That this is your thing, like, for real, no joke, man. You were at the game with Washington and Oregon. Washington was a 9.5-point underdog. That made zero sense to me at all. They had beaten that team before, right. But yet they're an underdog by 9.5. They go on to win again, solidifying their spot. We know Washington is in. We know Florida State is in. And we know that Michigan is in, right? Because all those guys are undefeated. So then it comes down to Alabama, Georgia, or Texas. Am I right or am I wrong?
I think you're pretty much kind of thinking the way I am. The only thing, Andy, that creeps into my mind is that there's this narrative out there, this line of thinking that Florida State does not get in, and that it's Texas. The last two teams are going to be Texas and Bama, or Georgia and Bama. And I sit here and I go, Andy, or I look at the committee. I'm like, how do you keep out an undefeated conference champion? you know, and people are like, well, it's the ACC. They've been kind of a flawed team all year. You know what? Flawed team or not, guess what? 13-0 is 13-0 in a conference championship and trophy to go with it. So I don't know how you keep Florida State out. Now, if Florida State is in, they got quite, like you said, the committee has quite the quandary here. Do you put Bama in, beating the number one team in the country for the last 2 years, the two-time defending champ? Do you put Texas in, you know, conference champion? They beat Bama early on in the season at Bama. It's a tough thing to kind of see where they're going to go. I tend to think Bama gets in because when you beat, and I was thinking Texas last night, but I'm like, man, you beat the two-time defending champ. And the team that was ranked number one or two all season, that's got to mean something to the committee. And I'm sure it does. It's just how much value are they going to put on this win compared to, you know, when you if you leave Texas out, Texas beat Bama. And people are like, well, that was the second game of the year. Second game of the year or not, they still beat them head-to-head, and Texas went to Tuscaloosa and beat them. So I don't know. It's hard to see where the committee is going to go. And this just proves my train of thought since college football playoff rankings have come out and they take the top four teams in a Power Five conference. Like if they took the top five teams from the get, and like the overall number one seed gets a bye and the other four play to, you know, to kind of do it that way, that would make a lot more sense and probably a little easier on the committee if that's the way it was. I mean, if I'm on the committee, I can't wait until next year when the 12-team playoff starts and it makes it a little easier to get in these teams or put in these teams that we have kind of questions about, or should they belong in the top four? You know, what are we going to do with the likes, like I said, of Texas or Bama or Georgia? But I think at the end of the day, to leave Florida State out, an undefeated conference champion with the hardware to go with it, that would be a pretty big deal in my book. What do you think? I mean, I know you think Bama should get in for the reasons that I've probably said, but what's your line of thinking?
All right, so at the end of the day, I think there's a lot of things that come into play here. First and foremost, I do think schedules matter. I do think when you lose to a particular team matters. I hear what you're saying. The second game of the year versus maybe the 10th game of the year, where Alabama, you know, not at the 13th game of the year, that they're able to beat a Georgia team. This is the last straw, bro. Okay, this is the last straw that's going to break the camel's back, because at the end of the day, we know that there's not enough of teams playing for the national championship, okay? Like there's no other way to put it, because somebody's going to be left out of this party, and probably two teams are going to be left out of this party. They're finally going to get it right next year. Like let's be honest, okay? So this is the last year we have of this Final Four BS thing, okay? And where certain teams are going to be left out, and someone's going to get in, and someone's going to feel like they got screwed, and someone's not. Like that's the truth. To everyone's feelings, I agree. Someone's going to get screwed here. I don't know who, but to your point, look, the reason I like Alabama getting in is because there is no way in hell that anybody can tell me that they don't have the most impressive win in the last 2 years of college football. And I don't care if Georgia isn't the same team that they were a couple of years ago. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me, right? Because the pedigree is already there, and they've already done what they've done. So to me, Alabama winning that SEC championship game is the most impressive win in college football that I have seen in a couple of years. Does it mean that they wind up getting into the playoff? I don't know. Does it mean actually that both of them are out of the playoff? Like, to me, that's more likely than one of them getting in, and then Texas actually does slip in there. Okay? But again, I'm not saying – all I'm trying to tell you is I think Alabama's win at the SEC championship was the most impressive win that I've seen from a team in college football over the last 2 years. I don't know if that means they get in. I actually think it means they're going to be on the outside looking in, and they probably brought Georgia with them, and it's going to open it up for Texas. That's honestly what I think. But Alabama has the most impressive win over the last 2 years. There's no way anybody can argue that. I'm sorry. We got to take a break. I hear the music. I'll let you respond to that on the other side. And hopefully we'll track down John Poulter, our professor of sports, as well. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're guiding you through another one. You can get at us if you'd like, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the XYZ. From Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, we've got John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're going to bring him on right now. Good morning, John. How are you? I think we've got him. I think we have John Poulter, so hopefully we'll get him in a moment.
Yeah,
but hey,
I'm here, Andy.
There you are. Hey, John, yep. How are you, my man?
I'm good, thanks. How about you? I took second seat to college football this morning.
Hey, you know what? It happens every now and again.
Oh,
I didn't want to like have Mike get out of the gates and not be feeling like appreciated. The guy was in Las Vegas checking out the last Pac-12 championship game. I felt like I had to give him his due. I really did.
Well, we don't talk college football in the middle of the Stanley Cup playoffs. If the tables were reversed, I'd be offended. Today, I'm not offended at all.
That makes good sense. anyways, getting to NHL hockey and taking a look at the standings, obviously, we'll get to that in a moment. But I just want to get your take initially early on what you've seen in the NHL, good, bad, ugly, just – Your impression of what you've seen early in the season?
Well, we've seen a little bit of the old stuff and a little bit of the new stuff, and I'm talking about, you know, good teams playing well, good teams not playing very well, teams we expected to play and be big players in this game, and I'm thinking Edmonton and to some extent Calgary here. I think we've seen a little bit of a surprise in some stretches. The Detroit Red Wings would have to be a surprise. I did not see them being this strong. Signed Patrick Kane, that's got to help them a little bit. We don't know what he's going to bring to the table. Vancouver Canucks have been a big surprise. They've shown extremely well, only 3 points behind the Vegas Golden Knights in Western Conference. So some pretty good things going on there. One of the things that has really surprised me is that I've seen some bad calls officiating-wise, and one on Thursday night in particular with Philadelphia and New Jersey. Referees got it totally wrong. Somebody could have been badly hurt. They threw the wrong guy out of the game, and nothing's been done or said about it. And it's not very often you'll hear me agree with John Tortorella or anything about the Philadelphia Flyers, but I think he's 100% right on this one, that the referees got it wrong and somebody could have been badly hurt.
Yeah, I hear you, John, 1,000%. Okay, so I look at the top of the standings, right? The Boston Bruins are doing what they did last year for the most part, okay, which is really impressive. You, me, I think everybody probably would have thought we'd see some kind of a drop-off from that. However, I'm going to take the other side on this, and I'm going to say, you know what? Maybe from last year and having that failure, they are going to come out even more hungry and more determined this season. Again, we got to see how it all plays out. But that's another way to look at it versus, well, they probably aren't going to come out and be as good as they were last year, this, that, and the other, right? So I'm impressed with the way that the Bruins have gotten out this season. Obviously, the Rangers are right there with them as far as points I'm talking. Colorado Avalanche have kind of figured things out a little, but I know they're on a little bit of a losing streak right now. And then you have the Vegas Knights, and they're at 35 points as well. And Vancouver, the Canucks are literally right there too. So looking at the top, out of those top teams, who scares you the most, John?
Well, let's look at the Boston Bruins first, and they were here in town last night. I had the opportunity to go to the game. Boston jumped out to a pretty easy and quick 2-0 lead. The Leafs got themselves back into the game, then, as the Leafs are prone to do in the third period, got really sloppy and lost the game in overtime when Nylander blew a tire at center ice and allowed Marchand to go in and score the winning goal with 7-point-something seconds left to play. So Yeah, Boston, I think they're bringing it. I expect it to drop off, much as you pointed out, but they have certainly come to play. Rangers, been a big surprise. Not from the standpoint that I didn't think the Rangers would contend. I just didn't think the Rangers would be that strong at this point. Those plus Vegas, excuse me, Colorado, they would be the teams that I'd be concerned about. Boston right now clearly looking like they did last year.
Yeah, Mike, do you want to jump on in? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, look, John, the big controversy in the league was the whole thing with Chicago Blackhawks, Corey Perry, what he did. Granted, Corey Perry's 38 years old. Is his career done and over? Like, is he finished based on what he did? And I still can't believe he did what he did. But I just wanted your thoughts on the whole Corey Perry situation.
Well, it's extremely puzzling, and to be very frank with you, I really don't want to go there because we don't know the details. We still don't know what this man did or did not do, other than the fact that he did something or said something that offended a number of people, and they've taken action against it. I think he might be done, quite frankly. He's going into rehab on his own voluntary pace. At 38 years old, you have to wonder what he's got left. You also have to wonder, until it's proven what he did or didn't do or was accused of and didn't do, I don't think another team's going to take a chance on him. There's a little bit too much dirty laundry there for somebody to take a chance on him. Do I think he's still got some talent and some skill left? Yes, I do, but I think this might tarnish him in terms of coming back, and the length of time it may take him to rebuild that confidence is probably going to be something that that hurts him. I think at some point in time we need to know exactly what he did or didn't do. Otherwise, how are other players going to learn from it? But I was very happy to see that all of those rumors on the internet that were posted about what the actual cause of the problem was were proven to be untrue. I thought that was a terrible rumor for people to start, and we won't go there because it's a nasty thing. I just think that the Blackhawks made a decision. I think they made a decision based on the troubles they've had organizationally in the last 3 or 4 years. I think they decided to be safe rather than sorry. It was a business decision. You can't really hold them for that, but at the end of the day, I think it's nasty. I think we have to come to the bottom of it. I hope we certainly do.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're breaking down NHL hockey. Look, let's talk a little bit of the good with the Chicago Blackhawks too, right? With this better kid, right? Connor Bedard. This kid is a generational talent, and at the end of the day, I think he is going to wind up being the face of the NHL. What say you, John?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. We kind of had touches of this conversation before. I think he's the next Connor McDavid. I think he's the next Austin Matthews, leading the league in scoring from a rookie standpoint right now with 19 points. Minus 14 on that team is probably not that bad. I just think they have to find a way to protect him. They have to find a way to develop him and not let him get buried simply by being seen as the savior on a terrible team. But 5 years from now, I can see him being the best player in the league.
Yeah, no, I just really like the kid's personality. I've heard him speak several times. It doesn't seem like anything is too big for him. He seems to take everything in stride. Am I pretty correct on that?
Yeah, you are. He's been well-schooled on this since he was 11 or 12 years old, and I'm not going to parallel him talent-wise at this point in his career to Wayne Gretzky or Sidney Crosby or anybody like that, but certainly from a media standpoint, he's handling things at his age in the NHL much the same as Wayne Gretzky did, and that's a pretty good barometer to follow, I think, in terms of behavior and presentation.
And then as far as our Arizona Coyotes go, always got to kind of hit on the local team a touch, right? 26 points at this point in time, and they look to be in the thick of things. So is the outlook pretty good for the Coyotes this season? And if so, like, what's the ceiling for this squad?
Well, they're in a very tough division, and as we've talked many times over the last decade, this is a team that's always dug a huge hole for itself in October, November, and December, then started to pick it up a little bit after the holiday season. This year they seem to have avoided that. They're in a tough division, there's no question about that. As it sits right now, they're the top wild card team in the Western Conference, but there's a lot of ground to be made up, and when you've got teams like Vegas, Colorado, Dallas, L.A., Winnipeg ahead of you, you know it's going to be a tough road, but I'm beginning to think they might, just might, be on the right road. I hope they're still in Arizona to see that through, with the fans being as patient as they have, but they really have to find a place to play. You can't play at that college arena and hope to attract good players. You can't attract fans because you don't have the room to put them in. That's going to be a huge thing. I think the arena is still the key to making a team successful in Greater Phoenix.
Yeah, bigger sponsorship money, obviously, right? Like, at the end of the day, we know how much this is a corporate thing throughout the world. So, yeah, you got to be able to have those luxury boxes, right? You got to be able to bring the businesses in. And to me, the biggest problem with Arizona and hockey has always been just the whole dynamics of it, John. It doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense that we've got hockey in the desert, but yet they want to continue to force it. Hey, as always, we appreciate you, John.
Yep, no problem at all. Nice to chat with you. Look forward to next week.
Sounds like a game plan. Thank you, John Poulter, our professor of sports, always breaking down NHL hockey like nobody's business. We love having him on the program. We got to take a break. We're going to come back, and we'll get back into it, Mike Wilson. Maybe NBA, maybe college hoops. I don't know. Just let your mind wander for a little bit throughout the break, and I'll dazzle you on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the XY Zippity D. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, we're looking at a real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, speaking of real, the Boston Celtics are now 16-4. A surprising Orlando Magic at 14-6. Probably an underachieving Milwaukee Bucks at a 14-6. An inspired Philadelphia 76ers at a 12-7 mark. A lackluster New York Knickerbocker team at a 12-7, and the up-and-coming Indiana Pacers at a 10-8 record. On the outside looking in, the Miami Heatian, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Brooklyn Nets, and a team that's been a little bit of a noisemaker over the past couple of years. The Atlanta Hawks are hanging on to the 10 hole there in the Eastern Conference. In the Western Conference, my friend, I've liked this team a lot. If they can stay healthy.
Yep, so do I.
Dudes all over the place. I like the Minnesota Timberwolves. I really do. They're leading the way at 16-4. You got the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are in second. Then you got to go to the champs, who are in third. That's the Denver Nuggets. The Sacramento Kings have kind of come on a little bit here as of late. They're now in the fourth spot. The Phoenix Suns have played better as well. They're in the fifth spot. The Dallas Mavericks in the sixth spot. Lakers, Pelicans, Clippers, and then it's a little bit of a shock. The Houston Rockets are playing pretty well with Ime Udoka, who did a wonderful job with your Boston Celtics before the craziness that ensued and this and that and the other, and then they got rid of him. All right, brother. So, and then I didn't mention a team that has been in the mix a lot, and that's the Golden State Warriors, who are now on the outside looking in at the play-in. And I thought that they were going to struggle all year. They are struggling. Draymond Green isn't helping them because he wants to get ejected and do stupid stuff, which is what he does at this point in his career, and he's more of a distraction than a help on the floor. But with that being said, let's break things down a little bit, my friend. Are you still feeling like the Boston Celtics are a very good team to represent the Eastern Conference? Is there anybody that can really get in their way if they play their best basketball, in your humble opinion? Let's be honest.
Ooh, you know what? That's a good question. Look, the thing that's always going to be in the back of my mind with Boston is, do we have enough size? Is there a deal to be made where we can bring in a vet big just to get some depth there? Because, you know, outside of Porzingis and maybe the ageless wonder and Al Horford, and like, you know, our, and I say our, but Boston's, you know, big situation is what it is. But then you take a look at the whole, and their top six guys, I mean, they got, their scores everywhere. Like, people can't get buckets. And I'm telling you, Andy, and I paid attention to him when he was in Milwaukee because I just liked his game. I really enjoyed he was steady. Is Drew Holiday, man. The more I watch him play, I'm just like, man, finally we have a guy that is an adult in the room, an adult on the court, a point guard on the court. When things get a little crazy, just give the ball to Drew. He's gonna get Boston in its sets, run the offense, score, defend. I just am really right now enjoying the addition of Drew Holiday. I'm certainly enjoying the getting Porzingis. You know, his size, he's been playing defense as well. He's getting blocks, he's getting rebounds, he's actually distributing, but he's also scoring. I think he's averaging like 19 a game, something in that range. Brown and Tatum are doing their thing. So it's right now it's going well. I worry if there's an extended injury by one of the starters and the lack of experience and height on the bench, that gets me a little concerned. But if Boston is the representative, yeah, they're a more than capable team of getting banner number 18 for the organization. So it's gonna, to me, it still comes down to your Bucks and my Celtics. Like you said, Philly's playing well. When Philly plays Boston, it's a head thing with Philly, because Boston has beat them just about every single time they've played the last couple of years. They beat them in a game 7 in the second round. The whole, Tatum go for 50 or 51 or whatever it was. So, surprisingly to me, I look at Indiana in the East. I'm like, that's a team that's, like you said, it's up and coming. They can score. They got dudes that can get to the bucket. They got guys that can defend. Halliburton is a stud to me. I'm like, yeah. I would pay money to see that guy play, because he doesn't get a lot of the press because he plays in Indiana, a smaller market, but the guy can certainly play out west. Dude, hey, you and me need to buy each other Christmas presents and go see the Suns and the Timberwolves play when the T-Wolves come to town. Because I remember watching Ant-Man when he was a freshman at Georgia and they came out to Arizona State to play, and I watched him play and I went, that's an NBA guy. Like, that's a superstar in the making right there, and he's proven that right, and everything else going on in Minnesota right now. And you know what, Andy? It's a pretty good story in Minnesota. You know, they haven't had a ton of success in the history of that whole organization, and to see them as the number one seed in the West, I like seeing that. I mean, it's not what a lot of people expected. A lot of people, hey, Phoenix is going to be coming out of the West. You know, the owner's buying a team, buying his players, the whole thing. But they've been besieged with injuries. Beal, that whole Beal trade really hasn't worked out for them so far, because he spent most of the time on the injured reserve. But, it's still early. We're not to Christmas yet. So there's a lot of things that can happen between now and when the season kind of starts getting a little bit more serious. But, what are your thoughts? I mean, what are your thoughts on your Milwaukee Bucks, on the Suns, the Lakers, all those teams? Because there's a lot to be said for almost any team that's kind of in the top 10.
Look, the NBA is a different game than what I grew up watching and appreciating. Now it's a shooting contest for the most part. Like, I'm not kidding. So a couple things that I want to kind of go over here. First and foremost, the Boston Celtics have the best six guys in the league. Okay. Their starting lineup and then their sixth man. It's hard to compete with that. The worry I have for them is similar to yours, which is injuries and Porzingis being able to stay healthy. Because that's been a problem. That's been an issue. If they can do that, like that big three it's pretty legit. Like, no joke. Okay. So Boston's going to be there. They're going to be there. I don't know if I trust Orlando. They're new to the party.
Right.
I don't, I gotta see it longer, right? Like, I gotta see it. I'm not going to, I don't crown anybody. So I got to see it longer from them. Okay, you asked about the Bucks. We're at the 20-game mark now. 5 more games is kind of where my head was at to, like, say, you got to have this figured out. And I don't know if they're going to figure it out, Mike. I'll be honest with you. I've watched enough. And the biggest issue to me with the Milwaukee Bucks is Giannis has to not have the ball so much anymore. And he's got to understand that he has other guys that can be playmakers now. Like he's got 2 very capable playmakers in Dame and Cash. And Cash is coming back from that injury, and he's coming back slow. But I do like the way he is coming back too. They're not rushing it. And ultimately, what are games in November, December really have to do with games in March, April, May, and June? I don't know, okay? I don't know that answer, and I don't think anybody does. But I do know that you need to be ready to go when the playoffs come. So we've been the best team in the East. We didn't have postseason success, and I'm talking about the Bucks. You know, we've been the top team the last few years, and we've won 1. And then we've been bounced early. So it's really about being healthy. And last year, that what I'm saying, you should really see from last year what I'm saying. Giannis goes down in the Miami Heat series, and the Bucks never recover. And then the Miami Heat go on to play in the finals, and they get destroyed. Like, things happen, and you can't. You can't make excuses for why they happen. They happen. They fail. So we're about 20 games in. We're 20. We're at that mark. And their record looks good. They're winning at a 700 percentage clip. They're 14-6. But have they had any blowouts? No. Have they been blown out? Yes. Are they having to win games late and trailing? Yes. Is this a recipe for success? I don't think so. I really don't.
Right.
So there's some issues here. Their chemistry is bad. Okay, it's bad. I watch and I'm seeing it. It's not pretty right now. And to me, ultimately, that is what's so scary about this, Mike. Like, they're not good. But yet they're winning at a pretty good clip. So if they figure this out, holy freaking hell, they're going to be really, really, really good. And all they got to do to figure it out, in my humble opinion, is run the damn pick and roll till you exhaust the hell out of it. Man, oh man. I know it took me a long time to get to that, but that was my point. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour, and then we'll get into hour 2, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008.
That's 800-211-6008.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through another one. And you can get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on the XYZ for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's looking like the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, Week 13 is here in the NFL, and obviously,
yep.
Hour one, we talk about it all, but hour two, we basically go all NFL, because you could literally talk NFL all year round, we all know that, but a lot of big games today, my friend, a lot of big games, some tough ones. Your Steelers have the lowly Cardinals coming to town, and they changed their offense. They got rid of Matt Canada, and now they threw up a bunch of offense, but didn't score a lot of points. And
right.
Other games, you got the Broncos and the Texans. And a few weeks ago, I don't think that was a huge game, but now it's looking like a pretty important game, right? Excited about the week or what, my friend?
No, I am. Look, I am excited about the week, and you know, there's lots of good games. I think Lions and Saints may be even a good game. Everybody's high on them, but they're 8-3, and something tells me they just might go lie down on us towards the end of the season. My Dolphins have the Commanders, but the game of the day to me is Niners and Eagles. I mean, there's no doubt that's the game of the day. So, kind of pulling for the 49ers in that. That's my late father's team, and so I always tend to root for the 49ers because of that. But bottom line, it's going to be a great game.
All right, we got to take a break. We're coming back. Hour two, baby. The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. On this date back in 1955, Rosa Parks famously refused to move to the back of a bus so a white man could have her seat. She was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and credited with the civil rights movement in the United States. This week, the Congressional Black Caucus marked the 68th anniversary, and they're urging Congress to support a bill that would declare today, Rosa Parks Day, a federal holiday. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer responding to Hunter Biden's stipulation that he will abide by a congressional subpoena, but only if it's held publicly.
We have asked him to come in on December 13th. His attorney said today that he would gladly come in, but only for a public hearing. He will have a public hearing after we do the deposition. This is the way credible investigations are conducted.
Comer telling Fox News Digital that Hunter Biden isn't above the law and he will have to abide by that subpoena. The ceasefire over between Israel and Hamas after more than 100 hostages were freed as part of that seven-day ceasefire, each side blaming the other for the collapse of the ceasefire. Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who blazed trails as the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, has died. O'Connor was 93 and died due to complications related to advanced dementia. President Biden preparing for a fundraising sprint with at least 9 high-dollar fundraisers in early to mid-December. The president on Tuesday will travel to Boston for a trio of fundraisers, including a concert headlined by James Taylor. At the end of the week, he'll head west for 2 fundraisers in L.A., including one with some of Hollywood's heavyweights attending. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
McDonald's set to make some major changes to their most popular menu items. The Golden Arches saying that the new and improved burgers will include over 50 modifications, including their signature burger, the Big Mac.
2 all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Those 2 all-beef patties will be cooked in smaller batches for a more uniform sear. There'll be more secret special sauce with lettuce, cheese, and pickles that will be fresher and meltier, and the former sesame seed bun will be a buttery brioche roll, with the sesame seeds more randomly scattered for a homemade look. Bruce Springsteen's drummer, Max Weinberg, suing the owners of a Florida car restoration company, claiming that they promised to restore a vintage car for him, saying that that Florida-based company stole $125,000 from him. That lawsuit against Investment Auto Group, Weinberg saying that the company promised a 1957 Mercedes-Benz Roadster would be brought back to like-new condition, but they failed to deliver. Weinberg had put down a $125,000 deposit and wanted his money back when the work didn't get done. They refused. He's seeking $375,000 from Arthur Siegel, members of his family, and the Investment Auto Group. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Week 13 of the NFL season is upon us, baby. Thursday night, the Cowboys took care of business barely at home against the Seattle Seahawks. 41-35 was the final there. And the Cowboys are now 9-3, which is important because Mike alluded to it on before the break. 49ers and Eagles go at it today. Would be interesting if the Eagles go down, obviously, because that would make things a little bit more interesting in the NFC. The Eagles would like to win to keep things kind of boring in the NFC. Anyways, brother, week 13 is here, my friend. How excited are you? How jacked up are you about ready to talk to me about NFL football?
No, I am jacked up to talk about NFL football, even though the college football playoff is about to begin now. So, it's, you know, we got a couple things going on here at once. But like I said before the break, I'm just really looking forward to this 49er-Eagle game, man. I mean, it's the Titans of the NFC to me, and I think a lot of playoff positioning can be determined today with this game.
Good call. How about my Packers playing the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football? Anyways, we got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we're going to wrap about the NFL Week 13, baby. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, y'all.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We
all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All righty, people, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're guiding you through it one more time. And according to the analytics of college football, Mike Wilson, this is crazy. It sounds like it could be Texas, Alabama, Georgia, and Texas. Wait, who are the final four? I think I just saw it. What were they again? Did you see it?
No, they have not announced the final four yet, but the analytics were going through strength of ranking, strength of schedule, win-loss, you know, with top 25 teams, but the four teams have not been announced. Yet the one thing that I find a little bit interesting is, you know, all these teams, Texas, Michigan, I'm sure Alabama, all these teams that are in the mix, Florida State, they're having these watch parties. Who's the one team that's not having a watch party or some celebration scheduled? The Washington Huskies. And according to their coach, we expected to be here all along. There's nothing that we want to do besides get to the playoff. We know we're going to be there. They're not up there just like jumping up and down or anything, because it's pretty much a lock that Washington gets in. It's just interesting how their head coach up there is going about it. No watch party. Hey, we're in. They want to go to the Rose Bowl because the Rose Bowl, easier travel, the history of that stadium, the history of that game, and like I said, you know, the travel for the fans to get there. It's a two-and-a-half-hour flight from Seattle to L.A. To get there. So, Washington's kind of maybe a little bit more of a business way of thinking about it. Hey, we're not going to celebrate. We know we're in. It's just a matter of where are we going for the playoffs. Are we going to go to Pasadena or wherever the other game is at? I think it's a Sugar Bowl is the other game. I do hope, Andy, and this is just me being a Pac-12 guy, that they put the Washington Huskies in the Rose Bowl last year of the Pac-12. It would be, I nice little bow, you know, on the conference, being able to play there in the last game.
Look, it should be Michigan playing Washington in that case. Like, let's be honest, right?
Right.
Because it was always Pac-10. It was always Pac-12 and Big Ten. So I could see the significance in having that be the final matchup for that situation. All right. Getting back to the NFL, but we will keep you posted as soon as we do find out who the final four are for the national championship. All right, Colts playing the Titans today. The Chargers have the Patriots. The Lie-Downs have the Saints. The Falcons play the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Cardinals, like I said, are going to play your Steelers. The Finns play the Co-Commanders. The Broncos have the Texans. The Panthers play the Buccaneers. Browns play the Rams, the big one, or a couple big ones here. The 49ers play the Eagles. And then the Sunday nighter is the Chiefs playing the Packers. The Monday nighter, Jaguars playing the Bengals, now without Joe Burrow. Okay, so we're at the point in the season where guys start losing jobs or we start thinking about who's going to lose a job, this, that, and the other. I got a pretty big thought on my head here, and it's about the Chargers and Brandon Staley. If they were to lose against the Patriots today, is that a fireable offense, in your opinion, Mike Wilson? Yes or no? Or is it too late? Like, have they waited too long to fire this guy, and they just are better off waiting till the end of the year?
If you lose to the Patriots, who are just kind of absolutely kind of hot garbage at this point, compared, you know, comparably on a scale of what we're used to seeing with the Patriots, yeah, you can get fired for losing to the Patriots if you're Brandon Staley. I mean, look, you, me, Ari, Wolf, that's been on the show a bunch of times, we are not Brandon Staley fans at all. Rex Ryan, I'm sure you saw the quote from Rex Ryan about Brandon Staley a couple weeks ago. He needs to go back to Division III football where he belongs, like, you know, kind of thing. I think Justin Herbert, they're kind of wasting Justin Herbert's talent a little bit with having Brandon Staley there. And, you know, might as well cut bait now. Then you can kind of get out in front of trying to hire a new coach once the season is over. You can kind of get a little head start. Who would you want? What kind of offense do you want to run in Los Angeles? You know, those kind of things. So if the Chargers lose today, Brandon Staley better get some moving boxes, broom and dustpan to clean out his office once he gets back to Los Angeles. So it's going to be one of those things where I even think if this game's close and the Chargers do win, you can still fire him for that. We'll see what happens, but Brandon Staley's days as a Los Angeles Charger coach are just numbered to me, and it doesn't matter if it happens now or in 6 weeks. It's going to happen at some point. So I think that's like the worst kept secret in the NFL presently.
All right. So next question for you would be: Arizona Cardinals going to play the Steelers. I think it's going to be a tough day for the Arizona Cardinals. However, I was impressed with Kyler the first game that he came back. After the first game that he came back, it's been a little bit ugly, right? So what do they do well with him in that first game versus what they've done with him over the last couple? Like the first game, he wasn't scrambling that much. However, when he did scramble, it was extremely effective. And I thought he was seeing in the field really well. I think that this is one of those games where the Steeler defense is going to give him all kinds of interesting looks. I don't think he's going to have the recipe for success against the Steelers at all. But my question really is, in evaluating Kyler, like, in all honesty, is it fair to say we can move on from him, or we should stick with him based on whatever happens the rest of the way? I don't know if I think that it's fair. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't. I'm with you, Andy. I don't know if we can say that it's. Look, he, one, he's been out for such a long time, dealing with that injury that. And getting back into playing shape, getting back into getting used to the speed of the NFL, that those two things can be a tough thing. Now, granted, Kyler Murray is a young kid, like young guy. So, he can rely on his athleticism to an extent, even though he was injured, he can rely on his legs to kind of get him out of situations. A little bit more than if we were talking about, a quarterback in their mid-30s or early 30s. I know that's the talk around town. Do we cut bait? Do Cardinals cut bait, release them, and try and draft, one of these quarterbacks coming out of college, trying to maybe get a Caleb Williams, a Michael Penix Jr., a Bo Nix, or whatever it may be, or the main kid from North Carolina. So I think we need to be a little cautious here and not just overshoot don't approach this from an emotional standpoint. Approach this from a kind of a business standpoint, what he's done for the Cardinals and what do you anticipate him doing for the Cardinals. So, and if it's, hey, we've reached the peak with this guy, then it is what it is, and maybe you move on. But if you think there's still stuff that he can do, that he can still be a leader on the team, and lead to more wins and maybe playoff or those kind of things, then you keep him. But, for me, that's above my pay grade right now.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But the playoff teams for college football are being announced right now. Michigan and Washington are in.
Not a surprise, right?
Number two. Yeah, not a surprise.
Not a surprise. We'll get that on our way back. We'll tell people what happened with that. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Bam! And just like that, people, welcome back in. It is
the Mike
Auntie Torf coming at you. And look, I hate to say I'm right, but oh, MISM, where the hell are you, brother? Where the hell are you? Look, man, all I can say is at the end of the day, the most impressive win of the season was Alabama beating Georgia, and they got rewarded for it. Look, Michigan's in, Washington's in, Texas is in, Alabama's in. And I'll tell you what, you know who should feel really bad right now? It's not Georgia. It's freaking Florida State, man. They were undefeated, okay?
Yeah.
So the fact that they did things without their quarterback, who was injured, this and that and the other, to me, they're the team that got screwed here, Mike Wilson. It's not Georgia. You lost to Alabama. They beat you, okay? So Alabama deserves it over them. However, I don't necessarily think Alabama deserved it over Florida State. However, I did think Alabama would get in, like you had said, early in the program. So in a weird way, maybe they got this right. I don't know, Mike. You know, it is what it is. This is the last year of this nonsense. We won't have to deal with it after this. That's all I can say.
Right. No, it is what it is. And like I said during the segment we were talking about college football, it's like, look, you got Power 5 conferences. You had 5 conferences. You thought, you know, these were the power ones in the country, but you're only letting 4 teams in. Like, it's never really made sense in terms of me, in terms of all that. Forever.
Not at all.
But next year it's going to be a lot easier. You're going to have 12 teams in, and there won't be as much suspense with it. But you know what? I think the Washington-Texas game is going to be fun. I really do. The Washington-Texas game at the Sugar Bowl, that's going to be a fun game. In Michigan-Bama at the Rose Bowl. I mean, holy.
Yeah, they're good. Good matchups,
yeah,
man.
They're going to be good matchups, yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we can't complain about the matchups we got. We can complain about how we got to the matchups. That's all. All right. Getting back to where we're at, which is week 13 in the NFL. And, you know, look, certain things kind of still hold here because I'm going to talk about a guy that played at Alabama, and I'm going to ask you about your guy Tua. Like, is he underrated and underappreciated? Because I believe I heard Tyreek Hill come out earlier, if it wasn't this week or last week, whatever it was, came out and said he thought that Tua is way underrated as far as quarterbacks go in the NFL. I kind of feel the same way that Tyreek Hill does. What about you?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, granted, I think, Andy, if you were under center for Miami or I was, you and I could get the ball to Tyreek and Jaden Waddle and the rest, hand it to Moser. You know, he has a bunch of weapons that he can use, and that's always going to make you look pretty good to the fans. But you still have to win, right? Like, we've seen plenty of talented quarterbacks on some talented teams that don't have success. So, and Tua's having it. He's figured out how to get tackled, how to slide so he's not getting concussions. He's bulked up. He's done the things that he feels is going to make him a better NFL quarterback. Obviously, he's trying to play in the league as long as he can. He recognized what he has to get better at, you know, not only from, you know, a game standpoint, but from a physical standpoint, just how he looks. He looks thicker. He looks like he's been lifting weights. He's been taking Taekwondo or Tai Chi or whatever the hell it's been to kind of help him deal with stuff, you know, in the league. So, you know, he doesn't get all the accolades that a lot of the other quarterbacks get. And he's, I think it was always kind of going to be that way for him. Because he doesn't have a cannon of an arm. Like, he just can't chug it 60 yards down the field like a Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert or, you know, any of these other guys in the league with big arms that are big. And, you know, he's not a big guy in stature. I think he's, what, 6 foot, 6'1", something like that. But to an extent, yeah, I agree with Tyreek. He is a bit understated, a bit, you know, maybe overlooked in the league. But, you know, right now, Dolphins are 8-3. They're having success. You know, great. And I think the other thing that's helped him, Andy, is having Mike McDaniel as his coach, an offensive-type coach, an innovator, a guy that he certainly looks at the league and players and what you can do from a schematic standpoint a lot differently than a lot of coaches in the league. And it's kind of fun to watch him and McDaniel grow as a tandem. You know, I mean, look, you and I grew up, there were – so Joe Montana and Walsh and, you know, different quarterback coach combinations that you're just like, they're good for each other. Brady and Belichick, like, you know, the whole thing. So I think, not that we're approaching that kind of level with McDaniel and Tua because they haven't won anything yet, but right, they are growing as a coach and a quarterback, and it's kind of refreshing to see something like that happen right in front of our eyes.
Speaking of growing, man, I like the way you did that because I'm just going to segue into my next thought. Russ Wilson and the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
Like, dude, this has been a crazy year. They started out 1-5. They've now won 5 straight games going into Texas, Houston, Texas, to play the Texans today. Why and how has Russ and Sean turned things around?
Well, look, I mean, I think one of the things with Russ has always been, he kind of likes to do things his own way and have his own quarterback coach, like at practice, do things a little more to what he thinks. And Sean Payton is a no-nonsense guy. He came in and told Russ, like, look, this is how we're going to do things. You're getting rid of your quarterback coach. Use him in the offseason all you want. During the season, we have coaches here that can help you get to the next level. Not that he's already at that next level, but he struggled in his first year in Denver. I mean, that first year in Denver for him And that whole coaching staff that was there was an absolute nightmare. So it's one of those things where I think two people who know a lot about the game, and people can say a lot of things about Sean Payton and comments that he made early in the year and all those. We all know what that is. Sean Payton knows schematics. He knows X's and O's. He got Drew Brees to a level that I don't know if, even if Drew Brees believed that he could get in New Orleans when he was the head coach and he had Brees as the quarterback. So I think Russ has taken it upon him to listen to Sean Payton. That's the other thing. You know, we talk about, and I just finished talking about, you know, Tua and McDaniel growing as a tandem. But like you said, your lead in was perfect. These two are growing as a tandem. They're listening to one another, what's working, what's not working. Let's adjust the X's and O's as we go along and at halftime and all those kind of things. So, you know, I don't have anything against Russell Wilson. I just like that I think he's listening to somebody that's been around forever to get him better, to get the team better. And I think the team starting to, you know, buy into what Sean Payton is telling them. So it's one of those things that's nice to see. Good to see.
Look, as we go to break here, I want you to think about the 49ers and Eagles, because you alluded to it earlier and said that's the game you're watching and that's the big game of the day, and I agree with you, along with the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs, but that's only because it's Sunday Night Football. I want you to think about the 49ers and Eagles, and I want you to tell me what you think will be the difference in that game before we break down each and every game and go through our thoughts and opinions about what we think is going to happen. So I want your case for the Eagles. I want your case for the 49ers. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. The Final Four for college football has been announced, and Florida State got jobbed. But at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. The problem will be fixed next year. The system is broke. We all know that. And there's going to be unhappy people. I ain't mad at you for being upset, but move on. It's over. Get over it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So question for you, man. Before I went to break, I asked you about, obviously, the biggest game so far this year happening today, 49ers playing the Eagles. Eagles have been lights out. They're really good at home. They just seem to win games. They're not, like, killing people. The 49ers have had some really, really highs, and they've had some lows. However, I think those lows came when they had injuries, and now they're a lot more healthy. So what are the keys to the game for the Eagles? What are the keys to the game for the 49ers, Mike Wilson?
I mean, this is gonna sound cliche, but you know, you gotta limit your turnovers. You gotta be able to run the ball effectively. And I mean, like I said, I know that sounds cliche, but you got two teams that can both run the ball pretty well and establish their dominance on their offensive lines. I think one of the things is going to be, you know, who plays the better defense? Who comes up with the plays? Who forces the turnovers? Who gets the most three and out? Who makes it easier for the offense, you know, to maybe score with those turnovers? I think this is going to be a kind of a game of attrition. I think both quarterbacks are, you know, not going to be fazed by the bigness of the game. Certainly not Jalen Hurts and Brock Purdy. They've been in big games before.
Right.
Playoffs, you know, all that kind of stuff. So this game to me, it's just one of those games that's going to come down. It's going to be about half a dozen plays that's going to make the difference between who wins and who loses. I think this is like a field goal, last possession kind of game. It just has that feel to me. But, you know, we will see. I mean, that San Francisco defense is no joke. Like, we all know that. The defense that Philly has, no joke. Both offenses are very efficient. Brock Purdy is a very efficient quarterback. Jalen Hurts is a very efficient quarterback.
Yeah.
If Jalen Hurts can make some play with his legs, you know, get a key first down here and there, keep a drive going, move the sticks, it's going to go well for Philly. And the same thing. I mean, Purdy can get out and run, too. He's certainly not as fast as Jalen Hurts, but he can move around the pocket. And Purdy's dangerous outside the pocket. If he can extend plays and get the ball to Ayuk or Debo, you know, he's flush from the pocket. Move the sticks, move the chains, keep the drive going. Things are going to end up good for them. I mean, like I said, you can look at both things, and both things can be true at the same time with both of these teams. We just have, to me, these are the two best teams in the NFC, and you can certainly make an argument, the two best teams in the NFL right now. So I'd like to hear what you think. You know, you're a Philly guy. That's where you got your start. I know that you tend to go with Philly, but San Francisco brings the heat, man. They're a good team.
I like the 49ers today. I just think the Eagles are due for a loss. I think a lot of what you said is true. But I think the playmakers on the 49ers side, I like them a little bit better. They're all explosive as all hell. And I know the Brown is good. Smith is solid. Swift is a good running back. Hurts, all that, like you're saying. I kind of feel like the Eagles need a loss. I just feel like they need to have a loss. Things have been a little too easy. They've been skating by. They need a loss to get back to reality. And that's why, more so than anything, that I really like the 49ers. The 49ers have had their lumps. They went through that three-game skid where things weren't going well. And then all of a sudden, they're back and they're playing really well. They're healthy. That's why. I think they've got a great chance to win this game in Philadelphia today. All right. With that being said, let's go through the games, my friend. Colts playing the Titans. No Jonathan Taylor, but they've been good with Zach Moss when he's in there, and they've been very good with Gardner Minshew. Malik Willis on the other side. I got to think the Colts are playing for a little bit more. I think the Colts are going to get it done on the road in a tough place to play. This is like a you were talking about a field goal game with the 49ers and the Eagles. I got a similar feeling here. I think the Colts are going to sneak by the Titans in a really, really tough challenge.
No, I think the same thing. I got the Colts today. The Titans are just, I don't know. We talked about coaches getting fired.
Yeah.
Do you see Vrabel being one of those guys? I don't see him being fired in the middle of the year. I see him fired at the end of the year. But, he needs to get a couple of wins to keep his job here. So, there's that aspect of it. But in the end, I think
I just think the Colts are playing for a little bit more. Titans have had terrible quarterback issues. I don't know how much you can put on the coaching when you have issues like they have. But we know it's easier to get rid of one guy than 52. Chargers playing the Patriots in a must-win game for the Chargers. The Patriots have nothing to play for. I like the Chargers. I think they have an offensive explosion today, Mike, to be honest with you.
No, I got the Chargers as well, even though they've had to go across country, to New England. No, I got the Chargers today. I think they're better minus Brandon Staley, but, you just never know. But I got the Chargers.
Lie Down's playing the Saints or the Aints, whatever you want to call them. Listen, Detroit took a setback, man. Like losing to the Packers at home on Thanksgiving, that was a setback. I feel like they need to get a win today to right the ship a little bit. Although, it's not going to be an easy place to play. The Saints play well at home. Like, I know they're only 2-2 this year, but they're not bad at home usually. I'm going to take the Lions, though. I think they rebound today, Mike. What say you?
No, I think the Lions rebound as well. So I got the Lions today. Yeah, I agree with you that the loss to the Packers was a setback, but I think the Lions get healthy today.
Falcons play the Jets. The Falcons are under 500, but they're actually representing the NFC South right now. They've got a spot in the playoffs. If you can't beat the Jets, you don't deserve to make the playoffs, even if your division is as bad as it is. I got to think that the Falcons find a way to win in New Jersey, in East Rutherford, New Jersey, at MetLife Stadium against a terrible Jets team that has no offense. I'm taking the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm going to take Atlanta for the reasons that you just explained. You have to beat the Jets. The Jets are down to what the... They're holding open auditions with the public, I think, by now in New York. But I'm going to take the Falcons. I think trying to bring Aaron Rodgers back is a mistake as well. But the Falcons, I got the Falcons.
Yeah, it's a joke, man. And I love the a buddy of ours, and God bless him, by the way. I mean, he's healing and he's getting better, but he has an infatuation with this Rodgers thing coming back. It's a joke, okay? He's suckering everybody in, is what I think. Cardinals, Steelers. Steelers got to win, man. I'm sorry. You lose to the Cardinals, you hurt your playoff chances. I got the Steelers winning against the Cardinals today.
Yeah, I got the Steelers by like 10 points or two touchdowns. So I got Pittsburgh today. Hopefully, you know what? It was nice to see the offense open up a little bit for Kenny Pickett and what they did.
Right.
Hopefully, they got to keep it going this week.
Dolphins play the Commanders. I got the Dolphins. They're not playing for all that much, the Commanders, at the end of the day. And we've talked about this Dolphins team maybe being able to make some noise. Well, you're not making noise if you don't beat the Commanders. So I'm taking the Fins on the road in Maryland to get it done.
Wow, what are you, geography lesson? My kids on, in Washington and Virginia. And, I got the Fins, man. I got the Fins with this. They just have a better offense. I think Tua's going to have a big day, and here we go.
Broncos play the Texans. This is another really, really good matchup today, my friend. This is where you got the old guy playing the young guy. I'm going with the old guy. I think that the Broncos continue this impressive run, and they get it done on the road in Houston, Texas, at, what is it, NRG Stadium? They're going to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, you got to remember NRG Stadium. That's where the College Football National Championship is at. So just a little feature FYI. But you know what? I'm going to go with the Texans today. I'm going to go with that momentum that they got going down there. And I think this is a game, Andy, to me, that goes either way. Like, this is going to be a field goal for the Broncos
absolutely.
Or a field goal for the Texans kind of thing. So, yeah.
Panthers, Buccaneers. Buccaneers, man. If you lose to the Panthers, who are 1-10, you don't deserve to be in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. If you don't pick the Buccaneers today, I got to have your head examined. Sure.
Browns play the Rams. The Rams have found something the last couple weeks. I think they continue that, especially with Joe Flacco being the quarterback for the Browns today. I got the Rams winning at home.
Rams are going to blow them out at home is what's going to happen. Yeah.
49ers-Eagles, man, we're at this game. I'm going to take the 49ers to get it done on the road for the mere fact that I think the Eagles need a loss. I think it'll do them some good because they're skating by, they're winning games all the time in the last second. I think the 49ers really come out to play a great game. I got the 49ers in a close one.
I think Brock Purdy has a very good day, and I think I'm going to go with my dad's team that he roots with. He was a kid. I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Chiefs and Packers. I like the Chiefs, man. I think the love story has been decent, but I like the Mahomes story a lot more.
yeah, I got the Chiefs today. I think the Chiefs win by about 10 points.
Monday Nighter, man. I got the Jags over whoever, that Jake Browning and the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. How about you?
I'm going to take Trevor Lawrence over Jake Browning probably every day of the week, twice on Sunday. I got the Jags.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back, do what we do. It's called Parting Shots, baby. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorfman Sports Weekly Edition. With Mike Wilson, I would be Andy Dorf, and quite frankly, we would be remiss if we did not mention something about a fellow teammate here at the network, Scott Cuddy, who used to produce our show for many, many years. He's passed away, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family, his friends, and everybody that he touched. And we're going to miss Scott. He was a big part of our program for a long, long time, and he's going to be missed. He was a good guy. So our thoughts and our prayers. Mike, if you have something to say, go right ahead, and then we'll get into our parting shots.
Hey, look. He was, when I started with you, he was so, he taught me how to do radio, you and him. And he was so patient with me in terms of when I was doing the show by myself. And he was in my ear. He was texting me, telling me, hey, good job, good segment, you know, all those kind of things to kind of keep me wanting to do this. The guy at the end of the day was a great guy. Pardon my dogs in the background. I got a little excited. My sons just showed up. So, but at the end of the day, Scott Cuddy was good people. And he's going
Absolutely.
To be missed by you, me, his family, and friends. So, you know, Godspeed, Scott.
All right, brother. Parting shot time.
Party shot. Look, hey, we got the Final Four in college football, and I think that to a certain extent they kind of got it right. You know, I'm rooting for Washington, being the Pac-12 guy, but I think both games are going to be great. I'm going to say it right now. The Huskies are going to raise the trophy at the end of the day.
I love it. All right, my parting shot is enjoy your Sunday. Eagles 49ers, what a game. Chiefs Packers, it's awesome. Enjoy Sunday. We'll be back at it next week. Take care, everybody. For Mike, for Robert, for Scott Cuddy, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.